This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Update at 6:30. Welcome back. School students in the Pittsburgh public school system also joining other students who went back to class on different days last week. Central Valley, Chartiers Valley, Dara area, Still Rocks, and Hopewell area. Biggest news over the weekend, 9:50 Saturday morning, the school bus crash carrying junior high football players, coaching staff from Aliquippa. Joining us is the mayor, Dwan Walker. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. How you doing? Thank you.
I know it has been an extremely stressful weekend. First and foremost, how are the kids? What are the conditions of those involved?
Oh, definitely blessed. Can't get about, you know, specifics about details, but they beat up. They've been through some things, but definitely grateful that they're here. And you know, we're not preparing for the worst. So right now, we're preparing for the best, and make sure we're offering them help and assistance and anything they need. And I think that's where we are right now. But we're appreciative of all the prayers, the support, the calls of love. And I mean, it's just a beautiful thing when the babies are involved, when the kids are involved, and how people show up and show out. And I think that's what humanity is about. I think that's what this world needs more of.
So how many people, Mayor, are still hospitalized? I know most of the students, fortunately, were seen at area hospitals and then released. But who remains at this point?
One in critical, and they're still, you know, critical but stable, I believe. And I think, you know, the rest of them are just being seen by their you know, personal doctors now. But that's what we're grateful for, with 28 people being on that bus. And, you know, and everybody was beat up a little bit. Everybody, you know, they checked out or had evaluations done on them. Like I said, I think there's a couple, but I, you know, just not to get into specifics about, you know, HIPAA and stuff like that. But yeah, we are grateful.
That said, I know that there was a gathering Saturday night. People gathered to pray, and then what will occur this week for the students at Aliquippa?
Like I said, Dr. Woods and the school board and the staff at Aliquippa Elementary School and High Schools are. Or making sure they have everything they need. The governor's office, Governor Shapiro, and you know, administrator from Chris DeLuzio's office, and Rob Matzie, and everybody's been checking in and offering assistance. So we're hoping that the families have everything they need today at the school. Dr. Woods and them, he released a statement. So they'll be having people up there to talk to the whole day. And after that, the crisis center in Beaver County came through and offered assistance. So everybody's been, it's been all hands on deck to make sure, because what they saw will never be forgotten. And, you know, we want to try to fill up the memory bank with something other than what they saw and what they went through. So I got to applaud the families and the parents and, you know, the coaching staff on what they did. And I got to thank Economy Borough and Mayor Joanne and their chief and their fire department and all the fire departments who showed up and administered aid or offered assistance or transported some kids, man. I mean, this is, you know, what it should look like. This is what Beaver County looked like, you know, when we all come together and when we know we come together for a crisis, man. And I think this is something that you saw that day. I mean, even the school and the city and all the people involved in Aliquippa, you know, we all came together to try to make sure our babies were safe.
And we're with Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker. This occurred on Schaefer Road in Economy Borough on their way to a scrimmage game. That said, one of the additional dangers was the power line issue. It's a miracle that that didn't cause additional harm to the students, but understandably so, parents and those kids pretty traumatized.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, one was hurt critical and you know, and they saw that. So, I always tell people, I mean, this could have been worse. I mean, this could have been far worse than anybody could have thought with the power line, but with the bus almost rolling over, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, everybody should be grateful. We are truly grateful. There's always going to be time to point fingers and say things, but right now, you know, we're not preparing for any funerals. We're not preparing for, you know, for the worst. And I'm grateful to God for that. I'm just grateful for, again, the first responders and everybody involved, man, and the parents. And like I said, I would ask anybody just to keep praying for their families, keep praying for the young people that were involved and the coaching staff. Check on everybody. I mean, be intentional about it. Ask them how they're doing, if they need anything. We got a family, like I said, still in Children's Hospital, and that she got to travel back and forth. The family got to travel back and forth to Pittsburgh and check on their loved one. And so any assistance, I posted on my Facebook page, and a lot of people are posting places. I mean, if you want to make any donations, you can go make it at the school. I'm assuming that the school will, you know, take phone calls and see what they can do to help out the junior high program. And Coach Sparrow, Coach Larry Walker, and Coach Vini. I mean, like I said, there were two coaches on that bus, too, and they were doing everything they can for the kids that they were coaching. And we've all, like I said, it's 2 degrees of separation in Aliquippa. We all grew up together. We all know each other. We all know a family. So this wasn't something that this was intimate. Everybody knew everybody. So this was personal. And you felt that it was personal because the way everybody responded, it was, like I said, it's what you dream of. It's what you want for the world to be.
And do we know what happened? I mean, it didn't seem weather related. It was a sunny morning.
We're catered to the state troopers to reenact that. But obviously, if there was an accident, there was something involved. And we just got to get to the bottom of what it was. And I think the state troopers and the police involved, and we'll get to the bottom of that, and we'll hear those stories coming out soon enough. But like I said, the big story is that our loved ones are here, you know. And the parents are not crying. They're hurt and they're scared, and obviously so. But their babies are with them this morning, and they're waking up with them this morning, and they're going to school. And if they're not going to school, I mean, obviously the parents are going to the school to get some information if they need it. And, you know, we'll insulate the school if there's anything that they need from us other than above what they're doing up there.
Mayor, appreciate your time to share the update, and thoughts and prayers are with you and your community. Thank you.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you so much, man. God bless you. You be safe.
Aliquippa Mayor Dwan B. Walker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.